The way to gain rapport with people is to listen to them and give them respect. There's an acrostic that I learned for rapport, R-A-P-P-O-R-T, rapport, and it's this: respect another person's perspective, obtain respect and trust. When Simon Peter came to the house of Cornelius, Cornelius wanted to worship him, and Peter took him up, said, "No, I'm just a man like you." He gave the man respect, and he respected what he had to say, and he started out saying, "You know how it's an unlawful thing for a Jew to keep company or come to one of another nation, but God has showed me I was wrong about that, and I should not call any man common or unclean. So I'm here without objection. Why have you sent for me?" And he listened to Cornelius. You see, he respected Cornelius, and he respected what Cornelius had to say, even though Cornelius believed some things that Peter thought were entirely wrong. We can never give the gospel out to people by trashing them, or their country, or their culture, or even the religion that they perhaps hold at the moment. We successfully transmit the gospel by respecting them, listening to them, and then speaking the truth. Listen to what happened as Cornelius began to speak. It's found in Acts, the 10th chapter and the 30th verse. "And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And look, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, 'Cornelius, your prayer is heard, and your alms have been held in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter, and he is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner, by the seaside. And when he comes, he shall speak to you. Immediately, therefore, I sent to you, and you have done well that you have come. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded you of God.'" You see, he not only had a vision from God, but he had a rapport with Peter. "You've done well. Thank you for coming. I sent for you because God told me to." And Peter didn't immediately launch into how paganism was wrong, or how the Romans were destroying their country and oppressing them, but he talked to him about Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the gospel, for the truth of that, for this statement that Jesus Christ is the only way to come to God. "No man comes unto the Father except by me." That's what Jesus said. I believe that. And that's what I preach, and that's what I say. But Lord, help me to have rapport with people who disagree with me. Help me to have respect for them, respect for what they say, and listen to them, and then give them the truth. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.